Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
And welcome to Books in Literary Studies. My name is Miranda Corcoran, and today I am delighted to have the opportunity to speak with Nick Admussen, author of Recite and Refuse, Contemporary Chinese Prose Poetry, which was published by the University of Hawaii Press in 2016. So, Nick, I guess I wanted to begin by finding out a little bit more about you, perhaps a little bit about your background and what drew you to such a fascinating topic.
Hi, Miranda. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the conversation. I am a fourth or fifth year, I can't remember, I guess at this point, assistant professor of Chinese literature and culture at Cornell. I come from an English literature, Chinese language hybrid background, and did a Master of Fine Arts in Poetry Writing. So when I was starting my dissertation research, I thought prose poetry